MySpace's vacancy, March 20th, 2006. When an adult puts his ear to the door of youth culture, he inevitably mistakes the noise for the signal, and usually misses the signal altogether. So we have media blogger Scott Karp reeling back in horror after a visit to the hip social network MySpace. It is, he tells us, a deeply disturbing place, rife with sexually suggestive or explicit content. There's a hint of criminality in the air. It is humanity in the raw. Excuse me while I go sign up for an account. What's fascinating about Karp's post is not his reaction to MySpace, but his reaction to his reaction to MySpace. Having offered a moral critique, a visceral one, he goes wobbly. I'm not going to do a moral critique of MySpace or Web 2.0 or anything else. That's not my gig, he says. Then he says it again with caps. Let me repeat, this is not a moral critique. It's a practical business critique. A wise retreat, I suppose. Moral critiques are uncool. They're the surest way to lose your web cred. Still, I liked the outburst, the act of recoiling. It was real. The practical business critique seemed forced in comparison. Social media may be all the rage, but society functions best somewhere in between anarchy and fascism. Let it drift too far to one extreme, and things can get ugly. And when things get ugly, it's hard to sell advertising. That's automatic writing, and when it's not platitudinous, it's wrong. Ugly is edgy, and the edge is where advertisers want to be. Did Paris Hilton lose her endorsement deals when her naughty video leaked onto the web? Of course not. She got bigger and better ones. A lot of bloggers hammered Karp for being an alarmist, for questioning the social media orthodoxy. One went so far as to compare MySpace...